We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Olivia Revlon. It's Friday, September 26, 2025. Today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. A shooting in an ICE facility in Dallas on Thursday injured two detainees and killed one, according to authorities. The shooter, who fired on the facility from a nearby rooftop, was also found dead. In the world of entertainment, late-night host Jimmy Kimmel returned to the air on Tuesday after ABC announced that he would be suspended due to comments made about Charlie Kirk. However, Nestar Media Group and Sinclair Broadcast Group, who own ABC affiliates, announced that they still will not air the show. Moving to France, former President Nicolas Sarkozy was sentenced to 5 years in prison on Thursday for attempting to source campaign funds from Libya. Sarkozy is the first post-war French president to be imprisoned, and his sentence was much longer than previously believed. Next, a series of unidentified drone attacks in Denmark led to two airports being shut down. Denmark's defense minister called this a, quote, hybrid attack, end quote. Lastly, South Korea legalized tattooing on Thursday after more than 30 years. Only medical professionals could legally tattoo people previously. That's the latest in world news. Now let's bring it closer to home. The Hip Hop Innovation Center is back again with its fifth season of Campus Culture, which premieres today. The podcast, hosted by Professor Lamont Holden, features rap performances and conversations with local hip-hop artists. Campus Culture not just spotlights smaller artists, but also allows for unique insight into the lives and perspectives of students on campus. Whether you call yourself a fan of hip-hop or not, you should make sure to check out Campus Culture. Links to the podcast and additional freestyle clips can be found at Campus Culture Illinois on Instagram. Music continues to take the spotlight this weekend, as UIUC alumni REO Speedwagon will be returning this week for the homecoming parade today and the football game tomorrow. REO Speedwagon famously formed their band in 1967. Founding members Neil Doughty and Alan Gratzer met in 1966 and would practice their music in Illinois Street Residence Hall. They will also be joined by lead singer Kevin Cronin and Bruce Hall this weekend. The parade will start at 6 p.m. tonight at the intersection of Kirby Avenue and 4th Street, where they will be serving as the Grand Marshals. The football game will start at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning at Guise Memorial Stadium, where they will be performing alongside the Marching Illini during halftime. As for more details about the football game, the number 23 Fighting Illini will take the undefeated number 21 ranked Trojans of USC at Guise Memorial Stadium in Champaign on the homecoming weekend. Illinois is coming off of a historically bad loss to Indiana last weekend in a 53-point beatdown to the Hoosiers. Senior quarterback Luke Altmaier threw for 146 yards along with a touchdown, while sophomore wide receiver Colin Dixon had an 86 yards receiving and a receiving touchdown. On the other hand, USC comes into this matchup undefeated after a 45-31 home win over the Michigan State Spartans. Transfer junior quarterback Jaden Maeva has cemented himself as one of the best quarterbacks in college football, coming off of a 234-yard passing day with three touchdowns. Kickoff is scheduled for 11 a.m. and will be broadcasted on Fox. Illinois is looking for a bounce-back win in a must-win matchup, while USC is looking to continue their momentum and red-hot start to the season. If you're looking for something more relaxing to do this weekend, tomorrow, from noon to 3 p.m., there will be a kitten and cat adoption event at Plant Mode, located at 520 North Neal Street. Plant Mode serves as a plant store cafe hybrid where customers can go grab a tea or coffee while looking for something to put in their home. Tomorrow's event is part of a collaboration with Citizens for Animal Rescue and Adoption. In an interview with WPGU News correspondent Sean Farnsley, Plant Mode owner Mathis Helmick seemed hopeful that there will be at least 150 attendees for the event over its three-hour span. To fit this number of people, a long table will be placed in the main area of the building, and carts holding plants will be pushed closer to the walls. If you are interested in adopting a lovable little creature or purchasing a new plant to bring life into your home, feel free to stop by the event. For more stories about Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Zaina Qureshi, Gavin Westlake, Macy Long, Joshua Applebaum, and Sean Farnsley. From WPGU News, this has been Olivia Revlon.